And I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And with us here in the studio, in this wonderfully nice studio, is Richard Zadow. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Right. And you're from the Rutan Aircraft Flying Museum, which is an interesting endeavor.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Tell us all about what you guys are trying to do.
Well, our mission is to preserve and promote the legacy home-built designs that Burt Rutan created. The Very Vegan, Very Easy, Long Easy, Quickie, Defiant, Solitaire. We threw that in there because it's just a cool airplane. And some of those, you know, there's not many of them around. But it all comes from my participation in the Easy community. I've had a Very Easy for 31 years. And I've known a lot of people. I've been up to my neck in this stuff for a long time. And over the years, I noticed that there just seems to be less and less Easies around. This year is a tough one to preach that message because we've had such an awesome turnout. But Bert's here and everything. But last year, actually a year ago today, I was walking to flight line at 9 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday of that week. And right out there where the public sees everything, there was 13 Easies.
Wow.
And so I started asking questions. I started talking to people. And, you know, it comes down to demographics. I showed up at Oshkosh in 1985. I was a 24-year-old kid with a Very Easy. Everybody looked at me like, who are you? Because all those people that had built those planes in the late 70s, early 80s, when it was really growing, well, they all had lives, jobs, careers, whatever, and I'm just some guy that got a Very Easy. And, of course, those became my friends. Well, they don't fly anymore. So where are the airplanes? So we start talking about it. I go, well, how do we fix this? How do we bring these things back out in front of the public so we don't get, you know, pigeonholed in some little niche area of aviation that everybody go, that's kind of an odd airplane. Must not be, you know, it's kind of different.
Yeah, not very good.
Yeah. So we're kind of, and I throw rocks at RVs because it's fun. But, you know, I go, you know, we're getting overwhelmed by airplanes that are really technologically not any more advanced than a Cessna. And Burt Rutan is shooting stuff into space. Now, come on, these are great airplanes.
Yeah.
So how do you get the public to remember them? How do we get this thing to grow? Where do you go from here?
So somewhere, you know, there must be an awful lot of these things sitting in hangars and garages.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, they won't rust out.
Yeah, they won't. They won't. And I'm an airline pilot, so on some of my trips, I get bored. I rent a car. I go out to the little airport, become an airport bum. And I walk in a hangar, and there's an Easy parked in the back, covered with dust. And I go, whose is that? And I go, some guy. We don't see him. He don't fly anymore. And that's kind of what kind of built into my mind. Of, you know, how do we get these airplanes out of here? How do we get them back out in front of the public? Well, somehow, and that's to collect up at least one flying example of every one of Burt's designs and fly them. People say, where's your museum? I go, no, it's a flying museum. We're going to come to you. You know, maybe one day we'll have a brick-and-mortar building with, you know, artifacts and Burt socks or whatever. But right now, we want to bring the airplanes out in front of the people. And I ask people, have you ever seen a Long Easy, Very Easy, Very Vegan, Quicken, Defiant, all fly in formation together? And they go, no. Why not? Why not here? The RV,
right.
RV guys have formation teams. Okay, let's throw some rocks at them again. Yeah, and everybody does that. But where are the French, okay? And I make fun of the French a lot on the Canard Forum, but it's all in fun. The French have had a formation aerobatic, Very Easy flight demonstration team for 20 years. Where's ours?
Wow.
I never thought. I never knew that.
Yeah, I'm not saying we're. And they tried to come here for Burt's retirement. I don't know if you're familiar with that, and it didn't mm-hmm. work out. It would have been great to see him here.
Oh yeah.
But wouldn't it have been better if we had our own?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's where we're going to go. That's kind of that'd be an awesome dream, and may not be the guy to do that. But if I can get people to do it, if I can get people to think, you know, hey, let's do something other than just fly our airplanes until we lose our medicals and we park them and hope our grandson takes over or something or
right.
try to sell them. So,
well, know. One question that comes to mind is, especially like the Very Vegan, that was one of his, I don't know if that was his first design or second. Anyway, how many were actually built?
It's really hard to tell on some of these. I mean, there's obviously a lot of Long Easies, a lot of Very Easies. There's I think, 13 Defiants flying. How many Vegans? I can't put a finger on it. And that's kind of one of our things is when I'm talking to people and I hear their stories, at first it sounds like I'm all about the airplanes, but really it's all about the people. Every one of these airplanes that got built, and it doesn't matter what got built, RV guys, you know, Thorpes, whatever, every airplane that gets built has a story, see? And especially in the Easies, okay, I'll brag a little bit. I think we attract an eclectic group of people because of the association of Burt and the type of airplane and the novelty of the differences of it. So you run into some amazing people that are involved in this, and we want to know their stories. I mean, I I talked to a guy yesterday at Standing by the Cozy Jet who took his first ride in the very first Very Easy with Bert. And man, I'd love to hear that. I said, please get on my Facebook page and write me that story, because I want to collect all that stuff up and make it a resource for people to go and read and understand and learn some of the history. I mean, there's a lot of history about Bert. Books have been written about him and everything. But what about the people that followed him, that built this community of Easies? Mm-hmm. And you can see that from the turnout, there's a lot of us out there. You know, even now, even though it seems like I said, I'm kind of preaching to the choir this year because so many have showed up. But it hasn't been this way every year. And I remember when it was. I don't know if it'll ever be like that again, but it'd be nice to see more of those airplanes and more of those people's stories out there.
So. Well, I mean, the designs stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. But do you think that decline in popularity was a lot in that there's no support for the design?
That's another reason. Now, the Cozy is a very popular airplane. Cozy has been born on a fairly regular basis, for, you know, percentage-wise, I guess. Who knows what the numbers are. But, you know, obviously you can't get plans for, you know, other Route 10 airplanes anymore. But you can still find unused plans. There is a plethora of unfinished projects out there. And that's one of the things that we'd like to do. If we can keep the airplanes out in front of the people, in front of the public, and keep the education and the knowledge going that, yes, you can still get these. If you want to build one, you can find one. You know, as a museum, we need support. We need donations. We're a nonprofit. And I found a lot of people that have projects that say, well, I'm never going to finish it. Do you want this thing? You know, sure, we'll take a project. We're not in the project building business, but, you know, it's better than nothing. And with that project, then I can turn to someone and go, hey, you know, if you buy this from us, we'll be able to support the museum with it. And it's a connection between the people that are out there looking, you know, and a prize. So it's been a mechanism to try and get more and more of this stuff out in front. And it's, I know people can put an ad on Barnstormers and try and sell their project, but it's a little bit different when, you know, we're trying to find something that's good for the museum, you know, and people talk to us about it.
That's a tough job.
Oh, very tough.
The problem that I'm having, and this is solely my opinion, I find it hard to believe that these aircraft are fading away. Bert Rutan was on the cutting edge of aviation and kit building many years ago, and I just find it hard to believe that much time has passed that these airplanes are now being considered as museum pieces.
You and I are on the same page, but the Very Easy is 40 years old. This is the anniversary of the Very Easy. It's 40 years since Bert showed up with the first one. Okay, and that's a long time. And it's not that the airplanes are fading away. It's the people have them that just aren't, the demographics there. They're just, you know, gotten to that point in their life where they don't fly. They've lost their medical or whatever. And the airplanes are just not out there like they used to be. And this, like I said, this is preaching to the choir. But when you get out to the little county fly-ins, the pancake breakfasts, stuff like that, you just don't see a lot of Easies. And there's little areas around the country that have huge amounts of activity. It's hard for me to get the guys in Southern California to believe what I'm saying. Because in Southern California, I mean, that's the mecca of it all, okay? But I was talking to a guy from Merritt Island, Florida. Merritt Island, Florida is where my airplane came from. And with NASA down there, and like I said, they collected a group of people that drew to that back then. There used to be a huge amount of activity down in Merritt Island. There's none. There's a couple of Easies parked in T-hangers that are just sitting there. And I, the guy knew the guy that built my airplane. So we had a lot to talk about, a lot of common background. I said, well, how's it going down there? He goes, man, there's nothing going on. It's a totally different airport. Wow.
Wow.
So it's changed with the people. And what we got to do is get new people back into this.
Yeah.
How you do that? Get the airplanes out in front of the public. Talk about it. You know, fly to these little places, not just Oshkosh and Sun and Fun, but all the little places, little fly-ins, little air shows, where you can get out there with the hat and the T-shirt like I got on and go, hey, we're the Routine Aircraft Flying Museum. We're here to talk about these planes. You got any questions? You know, and people are starting to get their mind around it a little bit. And I believe it's going to work, because if we don't do that, we are just going to fade away. You know?
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, there are plenty of other home-built designs out there, obviously not, that don't have the credibility that Bert had with it, that are just now niche airplanes. You know?
Well, how do we find out more about your museum?
Well, we have a Facebook page. The Route 10 Aircraft Flying Museum is under the umbrella of the Waller County Aviation Museum, which is my nonprofit. It took me 2 years to get the nonprofit approved, and I didn't want to do that again with the RAFM because it just, it's an arduous process. And once we get some legs on this, we'll probably spin it off on as its own nonprofit. But we're doing it under that one. We have a website there, the Waller County Aviation Museum. You can Google it. But really, mostly, it's Facebook. Facebook. It works. And we're getting a lot of activity there and a lot of support. I'm really, really thrilled with the support that EA gave me. I'm parked in Boeing Square.
There with the big boys.
Unbelievable. I taxied up and they started waving me up there, and I was like, oh my God, look where I'm going. You know, mm-hmm. I'm right in the middle of it, and it's awesome because the traffic's good. I can talk to a lot of people, and the Cozy Jet itself is just a people magnet. That's why we got it. I could have showed up here with a long easy, and I'd have been lost in the crowd.
Yeah.
But with the Cozy Jet, it's just everybody wants their own little jet.
Yep.
And so we're just having a good time. I'm having fun flying it. It burns a lot of gas, but that's the nature of the beast, you know.
Right.
And I was here day one yesterday. I'm already hoarse. It's just going to get worse through the week because you just can't not talk to people about it. Right. Everybody wants to know about it, and we're having a blast with it. So.
Okay, great. So we want to look on Facebook, and we want to head. If you're here at the field, you want to go out to the Boeing Plaza, and you'll see the little Cozy Jet.
Absolutely.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been an honor.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio.